Right. Well, they probably came to see David Ernest because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Ernest today and somebody get me out of here.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham's Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kind of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays, but you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
COVID-19 changed everything, and good information has never been more important. There are jobs available. Get the facts about what it takes to get one. Your success story is our success story. Get started at alabamaworks.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi again, everybody. As our friends in Florida and all the way up the southeastern coast gets ready for a close encounter with Hurricane Isaias, our weekend weather will be totally unaffected by the hurricane. You could run into an evening storm somewhere in the area. Some widely scattered storms will be around. They'll fade out tonight. Overnight low 73. Tomorrow, another hot and humid day with a high temperature in the low to mid-90s, triple-digit heat indices, only isolated storms at best. Lows at night in the mid-70s, and not much change on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Amen to that. And we have a bank of calls. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Caller? Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can now. How you doing?
Good. I listen to you off and on. I'm always fascinated, but I'm really fascinated tonight. Is there any way you could give us the name of these videos or how we might access them?
Yeah.
The first one was George Washington, right? Somebody told me our first president, George Washington?
Yes, he had a vision. He was visited by some deity when he was praying during a battle. During Valley Forge, if I'm not mistaken, he was visited by a deity who showed him what was going to happen. I'll tell you what, if you'll go to Clearing the Air's Facebook page, I hate to send people to Facebook. That's the easiest way. The videos will be on there, be on our Facebook page.
Great. Well, what's the name of the first one, George Washington, and the second one's about a meteor shower? How do we reference these videos?
I will put them both on Clearing the Air for you to see.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Take care. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Good evening, my friend.
This is Mr. Trammell. How are you?
Yes, sir. Very good. Very good, sir. Interesting, very interesting program tonight. One real quick thing. I was trying to get our investigator buddy, David Harbin, to call in. He got some interesting phone calls right before airtime, and got hung up on some one real bad phone call, and
so he's not
gonna be able to call in, but he's got a lot of information on Doug Jones that he would like to share with y'all.
Okay.
He's a lot of.
Is he okay?
He's okay.
All right, he get threatened.
He's okay. I don't have time to, I don't have time to take the whole story, but
I understand.
He had a health scare about 2 weeks ago, but he's over that now. He's fine, and back on the road and back in action. And
good.
I hope maybe he'll send you some emails or some information, and maybe he'll call in, next Saturday or something.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you.
All right. I was real interested in the remarks by the postman. I've been listening to some videos from a guy named Paul Wallis, W-A-L-L-I-S.
Okay.
And I just wonder if y'all heard of him or if postman has heard of him. He's real big on Anunnakis and how the Earth began and how people began.
Yeah, Paul Wallis.
Paul, P-A-U-L, and then W-A-L-L-I-S.
Right.
I
haven't heard of him, but that doesn't mean he's not big, because I don't get out much.
I don't know how really big he is, but he's done a tremendous amount of research, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like.
And tremendous amount of research, and does a lot of history on the Anunnaki and Enoch, the Book of Enoch.
Right.
And I don't know. I think he's maybe a little off base on the one true God that me and you believe in.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people are.
But the research you've done on the Anunnaki is very, very interesting, and might want to look him up one of these days. But
I'll do that.
This stuff that Austin is talking about in the end times, I think that's something we need to pay attention to.
You better believe it, because it's coming.
Yeah, and you can't get the idiot people out here to even think about it.
I know. Believe me, I know. It's terrible. It's a horrible feeling that you can't reach people. It's frustrating.
No wonder the bad side. No wonder they have such an easy time leading us around and leading us astray and kind of getting over on us, because we're just so, dumbed down by the fluoride and GMOs and chemtrails and everything else.
You got it.
I really believe that has a lot to do with our
sure
mental capacity to think about your stuff.
Absolutely, it does. Has a lot to do with it. Yes, sir. You're right.
Yeah, I saw a post today too, where some of the big tech companies, they are secretly now using they've gone past 5G and they're going into
6G.
Secretly using 6G on a lot of their communication.
Yeah, I saw that too. I actually got a letter from somebody wanting me to invest in 6G, which is kind of funny.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
But anyway, I think Postman is right on, and we just need to hear more of it.
You got it. You will do it. We will have more for you.
There you go. There you go. I did notice one thing on my main satellite that I watch out here. There seems to be one satellite out here that's got a lot of red lights on it.
Yes, sir.
Along with the blue and green ones. And usually it's, I kind of use our 231 highway as kind of a dividing line.
Right.
And most of the time it's on the east side of our 231.
Yeah.
But last night it happened to be over here on the west side.
Well, that's weird.
I was just wondering why they were moving around.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense, does it?
It's not quite dark enough right now to see them, but they were moving around, and this particular one had moved from that side of the road to this side of the road.
Yes, sir. That's interesting.
Very interesting area. I hope we find out what that was all one of these days, but anyway, great program. I appreciate the time, buddy.
And, yes, sir.
Great program. Thank you all for all you do.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Trammell. Take care.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Y'all. Everything was fine.
We're doing okay. How about you?
Excellent.
Good.
Just like your last caller, you know, you guys are providing a service that the listeners enjoy. And God pulled me and you out of the pit for a reason.
Yes, sir.
So we can go back in and save someone else.
Yes, sir.
And that's all I had to say. And you're doing more than your part. And I do appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. It makes me feel good. Thank you.
Well, sir, you should. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Wow. Short and to the point. My kind of guy. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. I think I told this story last week. I had someone I consider a friend. I've only met him a couple of times and we've talked, but he said, Terry, don't get down on yourself if you can't reach people, because think about Jesus. And in no way am I comparing myself to Jesus. Please understand that. But he said, you know, he had disciples that at the end, you know, look at all the things he did in front of them, and they still couldn't wrap their minds around who he was. But so I have to keep my mind focused on that. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey there, I just wanted to mention something that I had just heard one of your previous callers talk about, and it was the satellite that he saw on the west side of 231 instead of being on the east side.
Yes.
Well, last night, ironically enough, I saw one that I kind of thought was an airplane that was a lot closer than I normally see them, and it was, you know, obviously not moving like an airplane and everything, so I got to watching it and everything, and, you know, I pulled up my phone app and to find out which one it was, and sure enough, I can't remember the name of it, but it was a satellite, and I had never seen it there before, and I always look up into the sky, and I had never seen it. So it was just funny to hear him say that. And then I just had one more thing also.
Sure.
About Judy Mikovic.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that it's funny that you can't get people to understand it and see things for what's really going on. And really and truly, that the whole pandemic thing with Judy Mikovic, that should have been a clear sign to a lot of people about her, and it wasn't enough. I don't know. She hasn't been, denied by the public or anything. You can't find anything negative about her.
Imagine that.
But still nobody listens to her.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but yeah, man, thank you very much. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
All right.
All right, and with that, I'm a minute late for
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the space repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. 272-9228 is the number here in the plush, dimly lit, and quite chilly Bluedale building. Let's see. I've got so much stuff. I just hate talking. Okay. This is a comment that I got from a listener or somebody that's been viewing my videos. He is a TI. And, of course, the phone rings as soon as I start this. But I'll wait till we get to take care of this phone call. Actually, this is from called Lookout for Charlie, and it's a forum for TIs, and it's talking about all the weapons that are being used against us. It's very interesting. The quantum world and U.S. possible solution. As soon as we get done with this call, I will read it. But he's calling this alien Tesla demon technology, which is very interesting stuff.
Hold on for a moment.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Oh, yes. I was in the Walmart in Wisconsin today, store, and the self-checkout were card only, no cash, and I usually always go on the self-checkout because not only the lines are so long, but I like to bag my own items.
Well, sure.
And the lines were very long. The cashiers were taking cash, but the lines were so very long. But the lady, the front-end manager, said that I could go to the customer service desk to get checked out.
So you were paying with cash, or you were paying with a card?
Yes, cash. Cash only. Yes,
gotcha.
I was paying.
Gotcha.
And I had two separate orders. I was getting some items for a friend of mine.
Yes, ma'am.
And I didn't know if you were aware of that or not. I don't. That's the only store that I know that is doing that so far. I don't know if the other ones, other stores, are going to follow suit in the future or not.
Yeah, it's getting weirder and weirder, and the lack of change. It's like everywhere I go now, they want you to give correct change, or they round it up because they're claiming there's a change, a coinage shortage, which is
true. That's what they tell me.
Yeah,
that's reason.
I've got a nephew that works at a bank, and he said they can't get the change from where they get the change from, so it's being withheld at very high levels.
That's crazy. They printed all this money, and they couldn't print any change.
Isn't that weird?
It's crazy. Very,
yes, ma'am.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Yeah, and it just so happens that Lynn and I, a while back, well, I've got this big plastic water bottle like you use in your big water coolers, and we had that thing like three-quarters of the way full of change. You know, at the end of the day, I empty my pockets, throw the change in there. We had almost $700 in change.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've got all kind of rolls of quarters, nickel, you know, every denomination I have, rolls and rolls and rolls of it. So if any businesses out there need it, let me know. I'll be glad to change some out for you. I offered it to the Shell station, but my local station. But the lady that I spoke with, the manager, is not going to be there till Monday, so they lost out. Another call. Hey, caller, you on the air?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
All right. My first time calling. I've been listening to you about 3 years.
Thank you.
Man,
great.
He's been listening as long as I've been on.
Yeah, he has.
It was interesting video that you just did about the bills.
Yes, sir.
Okay, going back a little bit further back, what you were saying about when Israel and the Palestinians signed a treaty, the temple would start being built, right?
That's what's supposed to happen according to the Bible, okay. Yes, sir.
Right. Because me and my brother was talking about that. And, okay, but isn't it like a discrepancy here? With the temple being built, that was supposed to happen. We got 7 years after that.
Correct.
Okay, but now the new year is supposed to start the latter part of this year.
I think that's what he said, up and through the middle of next year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then going back to the currency, what is that going to do to the money market itself? If everything goes digital, because I know that about 3 weeks ago, I was in Lowe's and saying they have no change.
Mm-hmm.
I had to use my card.
Yep.
And me and my father got in an argument about that. I mean, 2 years ago, about they're going to phase all the money out and just have a card.
Yeah.
Oh, he argued me down. Oh, God. He killed me.
Hey,
and now it's come to pass.
Hey, tell him to if he gets up early enough to watch the news, watch the NBC news in the mornings, or Today in Alabama.
Yeah,
it's going across the bottom of the ticker tape at the bottom of the screen, and it said that all people must register for Star ID by October 2021. That's the card that you're gonna use.
That's gonna take the place of currency. Is that what
What about the retirees and the cash that they have on the side? Or was your 401k, your retirement plan, and all that? Will that just vanish? I mean, will it just actually go away when all this grind start up?
No, it won't. When the reset comes, it'll actually be dollar for dollar.
Yeah, they'll transfer it over.
They'll transfer it over. Yeah, transfer it over to digital, and it'll be dollar for dollar.
Wow, man, this
is going to
be a big rude awakening.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is, and the thing is, they're going to track everything you buy.
Exactly. Well, think about what they're going to tell us. They're going to tell us how great this is going to be. No longer can drug transactions go on. No longer can these drug runners come in here, because now we can track every dollar spent, and that's true. But when the CIA is the biggest drug runner there is, what difference?
Yeah, I mean, but they already know who's doing it.
Exactly. They're behind most of it. So, yeah, you're exactly right, caller.
Yeah, going back, one more thing, too.
Sure.
I think you had mentioned something about the numbers, which the biblical, I guess the Bible itself, consists of a whole lot of numbers. And I think you said the universe itself, I think you said the last week,
mm-hmm.
that it actually is numbers. And you really have to look at it and really see it.
Yes.
And what should I be looking for?
Well, if you go to my video, my YouTube channel is Terror Racer, T-E-R-R-A-C-E-R. Basically, the word racer with T-E-R stuck on the front. If you Google mm-hmm. Terror Racer's YouTube and you go to my YouTube channel, I've got a couple of videos that says, have I found the code, the universal code? And you can see this weird pattern I'm picking up when I'm using night vision and inverted colors. I'm getting bizarre patterns. And at first, I thought it was pixelation, like we get some, we used to get all the time with when the,
yeah.
the we didn't have that, the technology wasn't catching up. We used to get pixelation. That's what it looks like. I sent it to a buddy of mine's son, who's a computer animator, and he said, no. Whatever this is in the picture you're taking. It's in the subject of the picture. So I've got some people from Australia telling me, you've captured the code. This is the universal code. Now, I don't know if it is or not, but it's there it is.
Wow. And I know you were saying, too, I was looking at, I was telling my son, they're slowly showing us certain things.
Yes.
But you got to be able to see it.
That's right.
So I know a certain impact is what's going to happen.
Yep.
And there's no way of them to stop that from coming in.
Correct.
And I guess you went back to saying that you will be getting a phone call and they get picked by numbers, the old folks that you left to learn to die. And I thought you had said, too, even the underground, no. I think a postman said, I believe, may be heating up to where it may not even be safe there.
Right. Even underground facilities aren't safe because with the amount of energy that
the mantle's heating up,
that brown dwarf is generating, because some photos that I saw a few years back, it has something coming along with it. There's actually two things in that vicinity of that brown dwarf. It's a brown dwarf and something that's looked like a low grade magnetar that's along with it. You can actually look up the word magnetar. It'll actually tell you what it is. Anyway, this thing, magnetar, is one of the most powerful and the most dangerous mm-hmm. things that are in the universe. They're actually free roaming.
Yep.
Yeah, and this one is actually small. And when I saw it, I mean, I was amazed to actually see that along with it. It was actually incredible to me. And And I was actually saying, no wonder this thing is so powerful, you know, because go ahead.
But don't they have a New York supposed to pass 50-some thousand miles, a million miles of Britain in between the moon and us?
No,
you
got to realize, if this is what you're talking about, you got to realize the actual size of this thing. This thing is about four times the size of Jupiter. Jupiter is somewhere in the order of 250 to 300,000 miles.
Roughly 10 times the size of this planet.
Right. It's 7 to 10 times the size of Earth when this thing comes through.
It just sucked us right up then, basically.
And, not really. It'll actually pass between the Earth and the Sun far enough away.
Earth and the Sun or the Earth and the Moon?
It's Earth and the Sun.
Okay.
That'll pass between you. If it came between the Earth and the Moon, I mean, it'll destroy both of them.
Yeah, game over.
Okay. Right. But the thing is, it'll be far enough away that it'll actually cause a pole shift, and it'll actually pull the oceans. The magnetic field is so strong.
Wow.
It will negate Earth's magnetic field. Because when it comes along, the actual little south pole of that thing will actually grab the Earth's north pole, and it'll cancel out Earth's magnetic field.
And, that's serious.
And that way, it'll make the Earth will have to right itself, in other words, so it can gain its magnetic field back.
So the videos that I'm seeing on YouTube, where it's actually showing a split in between, I guess, Mississippi?
Yeah, the Mississippi River, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's what, back in the 70s, or maybe the, well, I think it was the 70s, the Navy put out a map that it gave to its submariners of what the Earth was going to look like after this. Basically, it's going to split America in two following the Mississippi River, is what I saw.
Right. Yeah. Actually, Hudson Bay will actually empty out into the Canadian Maritimes, and it'll come all the way down through the continental polar region of Canada, and it'll come all the way down and get into the headwaters of the Mississippi, and and with all the tectonic activity that's going on, it'll actually, you know, just carve out a sea, an inland sea.
I've seen that.
That will go from the Canadian border all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that. Then I think all of New York, Florida, and all that has been swept away.
Yep.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I guess you just have to really wear my knees out there and just pray ourselves up and wish for the best.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Faith in God. In God.
Yeah. Yeah, because man lives down
every time. Every time. Great call.
Yeah.
Great call. Thank you for finally calling.
It.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Take care. And I'm way late for a break, but I didn't want to let that go.
Two.
That was a great call. Two breaks?
Yeah.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time. And we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow. Don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
15033.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, a full and active all-inclusive lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village from $15.49 per month. Check them out on Facebook. One of your friends might already be there. Reserve your tour and free lunch at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi again, everybody. As our friends in Florida and all the way up the southeastern coast gets ready for a close encounter with Hurricane Isaias, our weekend weather will be totally unaffected by the hurricane. You could run into an evening storm somewhere in the area. Some widely scattered storms will be around. They'll fade out tonight. Overnight low 73. Tomorrow, another hot and humid day with a high temperature in the low to mid-90s, triple-digit heat indices, only isolated storms at best. Lows at night in the mid-70s and not much change on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Ah, Elvis Costello. Welcome back to the program. Man, I love all these new callers. People are listening. Thursday night, I'm going to start trying to make all the bomb hours. I did for years, and then I kind of got burned out because, you know, when you go to the same place and do the same thing over and over again every week for years, it gets tedious. You burn out on it, even though the food's excellent. Lynn and I got burned out on it, so. But Greg was telling me I had some listeners come, and I wasn't there, and that's bad. So I'm going to start going to Baumhauer. So if you want to come out there and meet me, I will be there on Wednesday nights. I usually get there around 5:45 and stay to, you know, 7-ish. But if more like-minded people show up, I'll stay longer and talk with you as long as you want to talk. Well, maybe I shouldn't have said that. I'll talk with you for a while. How about that? We'll sit down and we'll figure it all out together. And I love the questions that the caller was asking. I love it when people ask biblical questions. That means people are looking towards the source of real truth, which in my opinion is the Holy Scriptures. That's where you're going to get straight out truth from, in my opinion. I don't think I'm wrong on that. So the deal gets signed, the deal that's sitting out there that Trump brokered between the Palestinians, whatever you want to call them, the Arabs, and the Israelis, that deal's sitting there. So they sign it, and then the temple gets built? We'll have to ask Sahar when she calls. But I don't know how that does. They build the temple, then they sign it, or they sign it, then they build the temple?
Well, the Bible says when the order goes out to build the temple, not the temple being built, order.
Oh, okay. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay, when that happens, and then that's when the 7 year starts, and halfway through that 7 year period is when the man of perdition, the Antichrist, will reveal himself. Now, keep in mind, the Antichrist is the same as the 12th Imam in the Quran. It's basically the Muslim savior is our bad guy, which kind of tells you. If you think that the Quran and the Bible are talking about the same God, they're not. I promise you that. We have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, I had a couple of questions about the Planet X.
Sure.
Been researching this and listening to it, and you get so many conflicting reports on it.
I know.
The one that you hear, like the satellites or the planets around the brown dwarf, mm-hmm. is the brown dwarf the one that's actually supposed to come between the Earth and the Sun, or is it going to be like Nibiru, one of the planets or satellites around it?
I'm going to let Postman answer that because he knows.
Okay.
Okay. From the information that I got, of course, I've been doing this for like since 2008.
Right.
I've been researching it, and the information that I got was that it's supposed to come between the Earth and the Sun, and it should be approximately somewhere between 10 to 15 million miles, you know, away from Earth.
But I think he was asking, is it like a mini solar system that's coming? It's like a center dead star, and then it's 7 planets around that dead star, right?
Right. Is it the actual brown dwarf that's going to come between?
It's the actual brown dwarf.
And that's the powerful one that's going to do the damage, right?
Right. That's the one with the really strong magnetic field.
Yeah.
Right. Mainly made out of iron and all that. That's the worst-case scenario with that thing coming through. Nibiru is just what one of the satellites or planets around this thing?
Yes. That's the actual war planet. That's
right.
That's in the system. Planet? It's the fifth planet in the system.
Oh, that was close.
Right. Yeah. Do you have any idea where this thing is right now?
Right now, my best guesstimate is that it would be between the orbit. It should be crossing the orbit of Mars, coming in between the orbit between Mars and Earth.
Right.
Because it's moving pretty fast.
That's pretty close. That's real close.
Of course, you got to realize the Earth is going to be on the other side of the. On the other side of the solar system, when it passed by, we still should be able to see it. But the problem is, it's leaving a trail of debris as it goes,
dragging it.
Right.
And cause it picked that up when it came in, you know, through the Kuiper Belt and in the asteroid belt.
And it's dragging all those rocks and asteroids right on.
Yeah.
And that's really what's going to hit us is all that debris that's going to come
it
through.
Is.
Good gracious.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember keeping up with the Mount Graham thing when they took that from the Indians to put the telescope on there, and that's the first time I ever remember being able to come and just commandeer land like that and shove something through like that on a reservation. That's crazy in modern times.
Exactly. It sounds
and
like
then you got the telescope down in Antarctica too.
They built that thing right after Voyager sent back those images. They immediately built that infrared telescope down there.
Is there anywhere you can go online to see the images of this thing or pictures of this? I know it's limited and they've censored it and taken it down everywhere they could, but is there anywhere you can go to actually see pictures or current pictures of this thing or pretty fairly recent ones?
What about the Alaska SkyCam postman? Can you see anything with
it? Well, you can see some of the planets in the system on the Alaska SkyCams.
Okay,
You know the cameras that I'm talking about?
Right.
Yeah. And go to... the name of the site is The Final Days, and look at some of the images on there, and you can pull up the Alaska SkyCams real time and actually watch some of the planet transiting.
It's pretty
creepy. Yeah, it's kind of crazy to actually sit it and watch it real time, but it's the truth. It actually happens.
Right. Yeah, I've seen some from the South American cameras they had up on the mountain. They took those down and. Shutting them down. You said the Alaskan ones are still open. You can still access those and see on those.
Yep.
Yeah. The most of the east facing cameras, the ones they have in New Brunswick, and the ones they have out on the out in Nova Scotia, all those have been shut down.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Good gracious.
I know.
What's the time frame on this thing? Does anybody really know, or just the best guess? Or
best guess is. Next year. Postman, are you hearing the effects? When's this thing going to hit us? Next year?
Well, it'll come just like a birth pains, just like a woman having a baby.
Correct? Right.
That's what the Bible says.
Yeah, that's what the Bible says. And it's supposed to start in about a month and a half. We're supposed get some bolides, you know, coming in, or meteors, small meteors. I think it's Perseids that we're going to get first.
Right.
And then after that, I think it may be a type of meteor they call an Aquanid or something like that. Anyway, they'll come out of the constellation of Aquarius.
Right. Good.
And that'll start next year. But it's supposed to start in about a month and a half, and after that, it'll ramp up, and it'll be a yearly thing because how dense the field is.
Right.
Wow.
When will we be able to see it with the naked eye? Will we be able to see it?
Oh, we'll be able to see it.
Yes.
What I'm hearing, we'll be able to see it around the second or third month of next year. Is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I don't know.
And that'll be the brown dwarf we'll be able to see.
Oh yeah.
Or all of it.
Well, you'll be able to see I've got what I believe are images of the mini solar system taken with night vision, and shooting it at night. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing something in the southeastern sky that's seven planets with a something in the middle, and I don't know if that's it or not, but I got images of it. So
yeah, I know you've seen YouTube and different pictures of like the second sun and things, and I've seen I've seen some weird things like that. Well, with the cloud cover, and people say, well, that's just a sun dog. But what convinced me that it wasn't a sun dog is like when you can actually see the ball of light. You know, if the sun, you can see it completely going through there, but it just shields all the lights. You can actually see it, and that's what I saw. So I said, no, that's no way. That's a sun dog.
Exactly.
I saw two distinctive shapes like that. One the sun and one this thing.
That's right. That's you can tell the
about 2 or 3 months back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's like the picture that was taken over Sanibel Island, Florida, about 3 years ago. The lady snapped the picture, and it was that sunset. And there was clearly a second sun there because it casted a shadow on the water.
Yep,
I remember that it was taken over the water. You could clearly see the two. Yeah, the two shadows. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, sir. Thank y'all so much for your time for clearing that up. I was just curious about which one was actually coming through, and it is going to be the brown dwarf, the big one.
That's
good gracious.
Take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, guys, we got to hit a break. Y'all hold. It's only 3 minutes, so hang on. I hope it's only 3 minutes. Find out.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good.
Good to hear.
Hey, are you familiar with somebody named Stan Dale?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Very much.
Yeah, he recently did an interview, and he stated that in this interview, which was just within the last 8 weeks, that there are signs that the Anunnaki are returning to Earth. And talking to another Pentagon insider, it's after the August eclipse.
Really?
The collision between Earth and Nibiru, and the Anunnaki are from Nibiru.
Right.
Well, Deo has always been so out there that you really don't know what to think of him, you know? So I still really don't know what to think of him. I don't know if he's right or if he's just out there to be out there. I don't know.
But I've listened to him before. He's really intelligent.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, anything about plasma physics.
Yeah, electronics and all that. Yeah.
And you know, magnetism. He's the man.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He stated that NASA and the Pentagon believe the Anunnaki will return. They're coming from Nibiru.
Wow. Wouldn't surprise. Nothing surprises
Weather me. Weather is the planet, or the brown dwarf star. W-H-E-T-E-R.
W-H-E-T-E-R. Okay.
Well, if the Anunnaki was returning, they would have sent the emissaries by now, and
they may have.
Yeah, the emissaries would be already here by now because they sent them ahead, and that's the way it usually happens. So, you know, even though the brown dwarf may have not have flown by yet, but the emissaries, if they were coming, if they were going to touch down on planet Earth, they would have already been here by now. And we just didn't know it.
And, it's possible.
And it's difficult to tell, you know, where they would go. Will they go back to southern Iraq or where? You know, that's the question.
You're using a pronoun. Who is they? Who's that you're speaking about that would have went back to Iraq?
The Anunnaki.
The Anunnaki.
They've already come to Earth and in a reading.
Right.
Do you read the Vindicator Scrolls, Volume 1?
I've never. I've heard of them, but I never read it.
I've never heard of it.
So, I just wanted to share that and just see if you're in touch with that.
Well,
it's an insider from the Pentagon.
Well,
I would think that he'd have some kind of backlash. On that,
unless they want us to know,
there was one of the speeches that Trump had just not long ago, talking about he was going to disclose. I think he's going to have the New York Times or somebody disclose about the UFOs, etc.
I think so too.
Extraterrestrials. IN5D esoteric and the metaphysical database.
Have you seen the latest pictures of the sun? That supposedly this is the closest images they've ever gotten of the sun. They're obvious ship. They're craft in these pictures.
Yeah.
And I know they have to see them. They know they're there. I think this partial disclosure, I think they're slowly bringing us up to speed.
With the ETs?
Yes. Because the picture of the sun, there's an obvious circular craft right there in plain sight. You can't help but see it.
Yeah. They've seen it. NASA's seen it.
Yeah, they had to have.
They've seen it. They're the ones that picked it up.
Yeah, because it came off one of their cameras, and those are SOHOs, those sun-facing cameras. They actually took the image
and
put it out there on the web, you know, for us to see.
Yeah, with that on the ship.
And June 20th, the senators received a briefing on the UFOs.
I've heard that. Do we know what they were told?
Their classified information comes from Trump.
I wonder what they were told.
That goes really deep. But that. You know, it's got to be real. They're doing that.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, there's something going on.
He was briefed. Trump was briefed on the classified information of UFOs and aliens.
UAPs. UAPs. New nomenclature.
You don't know. UAPs. You don't think Anunnaki are going to be in harvest mode when they come back, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You think that you,
mm-hmm.
you do? You do?
Mm-hmm.
No Uh-oh. Kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
The Navy drafted a guideline for reporting UFOs and extraterrestrials in April.
Ah, so they are getting ready. Wow.
Mm-hmm. You start briefing, there's something they're preparing for.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be. No other way to look at it.
And with the initiation of the Space Force and all that.
Uh-huh. I mean, look at everything that's happened just under Trump.
Yeah.
I know, and it was May that North Korea fired at a UFO. And the United Nations Security Council expressed how it was a great concern.
So here they are. Don't shoot at them, though. It's kind of like a Bigfoot. You know, you can go to jail for messing with a Bigfoot now. It's crazy. Things that they've been convincing us forever doesn't exist, and now they've made laws, so if you mess with them, you go to jail. None of that makes sense.
And, you know, only a third of the U.S. believes that there's aliens that visit it.
Really? Only a third? Well, they're going to be in for a shock. Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
And there's certain frequencies, there's telecommunication going on, and they're picking it up. They know what it is.
They have to.
They know what's going on.
Yeah, I agree.
It's on a quantum level, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know that the Vatican's looking for those aliens.
Oh, yeah. They're up on they've been up on Mount Graham for years looking for, waiting for their arrival, as they put it.
Well, they've got the only largest binocular telescope, you know, in the world. And they can actually see it, you know, in the infrared range.
Yeah.
So
I bet when E.T. phones home, Charlie will be the first to take the call.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. They'd probably call Charlie.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gosh.
The postman would definitely be notified.
Wow.
He'd get a call.
Hmm.
I think maybe even Terry.
Not me.
I bet they're listening.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm a nobody. Who am I? I'm a nobody.
Well, I mean, when you become a subject of interest, you know, you're going to strike their interest, so they probably call.
Yeah, we'll see.
Never know.
I have an unlisted number. They'll never call me.
Did you know there's like that space rock out there in the solar system?
Space rock?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about it.
It's like an interstellar object.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it's not aliens, but they can't explain it. They don't know what it is.
Hmm. Wow. Interesting. I hadn't heard that one.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, the cigar-shaped rock-looking craft that came through.
Of course you heard about it.
Yeah, about a year ago.
Kind of odd-looking.
Yeah.
It looks kind of like a rock, like a oblong rock.